This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. During this month's Sebring Village meeting, the council filled up some positions. Approval was given to hire Christy Trainer as a temporary clerk with a wage of $21 per hour, and she will start on December the 1st. She will also work until the village clerk returns. It was also decided to hire a temporary clerk because it will be a while before the village's full-time clerk returns to work. The council also appointed Marcus Sting to be president pro tempore to act in the absence of President Julie Epperson. In addition, it was decided to add office staff member Justin Fritz to be a financial signer for certificate of deposit for the village in the absence of the full-time clerk. During the meeting, it was decided that village offices will be closed on Friday, December 26th, and Friday, January the 2nd. Because of that decision, village employees will need to either use their vacation time or comp time to be paid for those 2 days. Also, the council accepted the resignation of trustee Scott Adam with regret. And another local and regional news. Tuscola County Board of Commissioners continue to discuss the number of complaints they have received about the county's Road Commission Board and ways to possibly dissolve the Road Board during Monday's board meeting. Commission Chair Kim Vaughn said he researched how the county could go back to Road Commissioners being appointed instead of elected, and he also researched ways to operate if the Road Commission Board is dissolved. Vaughn determined that the County Board of Commissioners could change the Road Commission Board back to being selected by the County Board of Commissioners, and the Road Board could be dissolved by approving a resolution to do so without a vote of the people. He also reported that he found 3 counties that did away with their Road Commission Boards, and they just used an advisory committee to operate that department instead. Vaughn said he has made calls to talk to those counties that do not have a Road Commission about how their operations are going, and he's waiting to hear back from them. On that issue, Vaughn also suggested fellow commissioners do their own research to decide what they want to do about the Road Commission issue. During discussion, it was reported that when the late Tom Young was a commissioner and a liaison to the Road Commission, he was told by the Road Commission Board that he was to only be seen and not heard during the meetings. Newly appointed Commissioner Nancy Barrio said when she attended the Road Commission meeting that they were not forthcoming with information, and that it took several weeks to get a response, if one came at all, for her questions or for others. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Did you know you can fit full sheets of plywood and drywall in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan? This is Tyler. That's right, Dodge Grand Caravans with stow-and-go seats can make excellent work vehicles on top of being excellent people carriers. And we have one on our lot that you need to come check out. It's a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT. It's in great shape and has 87,000 miles. Take it home or take it to the job site for just $16,580. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It has 94,000 miles. You can take it home for just $23,480. Looking for a truck? We have a 2019 Ford F-150 FX4. It's 4-wheel drive and has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and WeatherTech floor mats. It has 74,000 miles, and you can take it home for $29,980. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The National Park Service says it's going to start charging international tourists an extra $100 to enter some of the most popular U.S. parks. They will be left out of fee-free days as well that would be reserved for strictly American residents. The announcement on Tuesday declaring, quote, America First entry fee policies comes as national parks deal with the strain of a major staff reduction and severe budget cuts. They're also recovering from significant lost revenue during the recent government shutdown. The change will take effect on January the 1st and impact 11 national parks. The announcement says foreign tourists will also see their annual parks pass price jump to $250, while U.S. residents will only be charged $80. And another national and international news. An organization is tracking the growing number of arrests among people with temporary deportation protections under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Although the DACA was created to shield non-citizens who were brought into the country by their parents from deportation if they met certain requirements, including keeping a clean record, the Trump administration has simply ignored these protections granted to the recipients. At least 20 cases have been documented, including the recent arrest of a Dallas area resident who was a vocal participant in local political meetings and public demonstrations. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.